Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
That's right. I know Tracy is.
I'm up.
I know. Well, you're actually down.
And it's
down
Thursday.
You're down in the basement, but you are up.
I
yeah.
But I'm still here.
Kids have school today.
Oh, yeah. Now, we've just had a total high-octane week of, like, go, 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 go. Yesterday was Girls on the Run, and then, you know, musical for one kid, musical practice for the other child. It's one of those weeks.
And
but it's good.
At the Buddha residence, Steve has watched movie Coco at least. And I'm not exaggerating to make a bit out of it. This is the true story. I'd say at least 35 times, right?
Easily. And we were on vacation. We didn't even watch it on vacation. She had withdrawal. She came home. We watched it 3 times yesterday. And Tracy, she's getting so smart. I got video. I got about 5 videos of her singing.
Kidding.
She sings and dances to it now.
Yes.
And as soon as it's done,
aww,
more Coco. More Coco. And then she's smart enough because we have I play it through the PlayStation. She hands me the remote. More Coco! More Coco!
She knows. She wants you to start it again. Yeah.
Well, now we don't even
We
wait
walked
to
past
the end
it
of the movie.
At Costco the other day.
You did?
We walked past the movie at Costco the other day, and I told London, you know, little Ellie, she's addicted to that. She was like, I heard it's good.
Well,
I was like, well, don't ask her to borrow it because she won't part with it for even 5 minutes.
Speaking of Costco and being addicted, and this is a true story, too. Whenever Steve and I go in there, I make him promise.
Yeah, we don't even.
That
we
don't
park.
Don't let me get close to where the rest.
The hot dogs.
Yes, yeah. Don't let. I don't.
Well,
don't
no,
let,
it's not just
you
like
promise
it's
me
not,
that I don't get anywhere near the hot dogs.
Well, the problem is that's where the checkout is. One and two. The problem is, Tracy, when we walk in there, it's not, do not let me get a hot dog. He's like, whatever you do, do not let me get 3 hot dogs.
Right, because at $1.50 for the whole value meal,
whatever you
do, I mean, he ends up with 4 of them.
It's unbelievable. Well, it's going to be mostly sunny in the high 42 today. Right now it's 22 at Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Right, it's 6:14 and Tracy.
Okay, so one of our elementary schools here in Plymouth, Jefferson Elementary, a huge honor. They placed 2nd in state last weekend for the robotics tournament, correct? Aww. And we're joined by Principal Angie Mills. Angie, tell us about this.
This is really exciting. We're in our 4th year of robotics here at Jefferson, but this is the first time one of our teams has qualified for the state at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Exciting.
And as it is, and as we were competing, the kids did an awesome job working together, and they actually were tied for 1st place going into the final heat with the highest score.
Wow.
Holy cow. And this was out of a lot of schools, right?
There were over 115 150 elementary schools.
Woohoo, that is amazing. And so do you have a couple students there that we can ask about this?
Absolutely. I have Chance Miller here and Izzy Hain, who would like to talk a little bit about their experience.
Chance and Izzy, tell us what set your robot apart.
Yeah, what did it do?
It picks up rings off the starter pegs and puts them on poles.
Very cool. So was this a lot of work?
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys designed this thing?
Yes.
How old are you?
9.
My God. I couldn't open up a aspirin bottle at 9. They're doing robots.
How long did it take you guys?
Starting back in August.
Wow, so the entire school year you guys have worked on this. Now, when they announced, you know, just tell us what the feeling was like and what you experienced when they announced the winners.
We felt like we were very excited because this is like the very first year the Jefferson Robotics team has made it to world.
That is fantastic.
That is incredible. And you guys are going to try to go to the World Championships. You qualified, right, for next month?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you guys are trying to raise some money to do that, right, Angie?
Right. Yes. Absolutely. They're going to spend 3 days in Louisville, Kentucky. It's going to be a great experience that some of them may not have ever been able to do or will remember for the rest of their lives. They're going to be able to see other teams throughout the United States and what they've been able to engineer and learn from them and also work together as a team. So this is a great opportunity for them, but it's only possible through the generosity of those that are willing to donate to this cause. The kids are each individually setting goals to donate, to raise funds for this opportunity. And the school has been contacting different sponsors here in the area. And it's just a great opportunity.
Yeah, their robot has been going door to door, too. I mean, it's really... Oh, the robot's on the front porch again. Oh, okay. No, that's good. I mean, the young brilliant minds, the minds of the future right there. It's very impressive. Thanks for sharing that story with us.
You know, that is fantastic. I've always wanted to build a robot, you know, fully functional.
Sure.
And I had an epiphany on the beach on vacation.
Yeah.
Because the condo we were in was right on the ocean. I wish I could load like a robot that would just shoot a beer out to me on the beach.
Like, you know
that
what?
Would be my dream. And I actually thought, I sat down and go, you know, how would I do this? And it's a lot of work.
Well, don't give up on your dreams.
Yeah. Okay?
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Sunny, sunny. 101.5. All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:51, and here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. This story surprised me so much. Do you know Steven Spielberg often takes years to just sit down and watch one of his movies? He says, I'm always moving really fast. I don't look back a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I don't sit down and look at my movies on a movie screen after I've made them. Sometimes it's actually years, he says, before he will even dare to look at a movie again. And sometimes he'll shut it off after 5 minutes.
Yeah.
71-year-old director says, I'm just really too busy, both in my private life and my professional life.
I guess in a way you have to understand that, because they're obviously watching it totally different than your... you know, a fan.
Oh, absolutely. Because and can't scenes, you imagine that they're so critical?
Yeah, they're probably saying, oh, how did that get in that shot? I mean, I could just see, you know, you know, they could just tear it up like that. But anyway, I kind of understand that.
Yeah, he also says his objectives have really changed over the years, and now he wants to make movies that do more than just entertain. He says he just feels a deeper responsibility to tell stories that have some kind of social meaning.
Oh.
Well, you're going to like this story, Jack.
Yeah.
Jennifer and Justin, they have reportedly spoken to each other very, very little since announcing their split in February.
They have.
Friends say she is keeping busy with dinners and social engagements.
Mm-hmm.
She's loving being with her girls. She just has a great attitude. And the insider says she wishes the best for Justin. They had some wonderful times together, but they're really better off going in separate directions.
She did say some of her time was taken up doing a restraining order for some guy that wouldn't leave her alone. She didn't tell us the name.
I've never bothered her in her life once.
That she's aware of.
Oh, lucky her. Oh, my gosh. Well, Aniston and Thoreau were married for 2 years.
You know, even if
you wouldn't.
I wouldn't even know
what
to say.
You know what? If they were friends on Facebook, Jack wouldn't even like one of her posts.
I would. No, I would. I'd hit a like, but I wouldn't know what to say to her. What do you say?
You're pretty.
Yeah. You know, did anybody ever tell you you're pretty?
Yeah. You know what? You tried Justin. Have you tried a Jack before?
Oh, man. You too.
Okay.
Yeah, you want me to leave you alone? Dion. Okay.
Announces that she is canceling 3 weeks of performances at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. Celine Dion. Oh. So she can undergo surgery for an ear condition she has. Oh. Now, I'm not even going to try. I think it's a Petoulis Eustachian tube, mm-hmm. which means she has some hearing irregularities. It's this condition in her middle ear, and it makes it really difficult to sing.
Yeah, especially
when you can't
the way she
hear.
Sings, yeah.
Exactly. So she's apparently been experiencing this for the last, you know, year and a half, but mm-hmm. she's been successfully treating it with some ear drops. Well, suddenly the past couple of weeks, these medications aren't working anymore. So she's going to undergo a minimally invasive surgery to correct the problem. Now, Dion apologized to her fans, saying that her luck just hasn't been very good lately, and she's hoping to return to the stage on May 22nd.
Okay.
Well, with yet another nor'easter, and it's so funny to say this because, you know, we've hit spring, but mm-hmm. Demi Lovato and Justin Timberlake, as that nor'easter is set to bury the upper Atlantic, they were both forced to cancel yesterday's concerts in the New York City area. They're rescheduling them for April 2nd, and apologize to their fans for having to do that.
Yeah, they're battling
and Bruce
out
Springsteen.
East.
They are. It's so surprising so late in the season. But Bruce Springsteen, meanwhile, is extending his Springsteen on Broadway one-man show until December 15th. Now, Variety reports that he's actually added 81 shows set to begin July 10th.
81.
And tickets for... Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
Half
tickets
of them
for
the are new Springsteen dates. On ice.
They go on sale on Wednesday, but this is so interesting. This is the third time Springsteen on Broadway has been extended since its initial 8-week run started in October of 2017. And his total number of performances is up to 236 for that run alone. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
He's a highly energetic guy. All righty, the
birthday game. He obviously loves what he does, and we're glad that he does.
Absolutely.
He is great. All right.
All right. James Patterson. Celebrating a birthday today.
Author, right?
Am I supposed to answer you?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, he is an author.
Yeah,
I know, but it still doesn't.
You know, it's fancy books with all those pages.
Yeah, it still doesn't tell me anything. 50?
54. He's 60. He's in his.
He's 71.
He's 71. Yeah, boy, he'd be happy with us.
Hey, can you tell neither of us are big readers?
Oh, my gosh. All right. Keegan-Michael Key.
38.
Keegan-Michael Key is... 42.
Not bad. 47.
Okay. All right. And what, can you run that by us?
Comedy Central. Actor, comedian, and producer. Oh. He was in the series Key and Peele.
Okay. Yeah, that's who I thought it was, but I didn't.
All right.
All right. And Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, okay.
I'll throw one at you that I know that you know.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we know who it is, but I...
That does, yeah, that still doesn't mean...
He can
mean
still
it.
Be off a few decades. Don't,
right, but I gotta have to... I gotta give her at least 45.
You're a cruel man.
Am I? Oh, gosh. I hope
she is 41.
She is 42.
Ah!
Need life advice? We know who to ask.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Tough Love with Siri on Sunny 101.5.
All right. Let's get Siri all riled up. I like doing that. I like getting her on a little, you know, just a rant. You know what I mean? Siri, what do you think of people who make late dinner reservations?
These people are straight up jerks. If you can't get to a restaurant at least 30 minutes before they close, then just go home and eat. How dare you make the employees stick around when they should be going home, simply because you can't get your act together enough to get to dinner within a reasonable time to eat. How would you like it if somebody showed up right before you were about to leave work? You would want to karate chop them right in the neck for wasting your time.
Boy, oh, A little violent there, isn't she?
Want some tough love from Siri? Just send an email to siri@sunny1015.com. More tough love from Siri tomorrow morning at 7:15 on Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5. I've seen the video on that one, too. That's Havana with Camila Cabello featuring Young Thug. Now, you know what it's time for?
Remember when I first started, you called me Young Thugs?
I did call you Young Thug.
Yeah, he said, what's
yes.
up, Young Thug? Listen, I'm going to tell you how it is. This is Papa Jack.
So my hit song would be Papa Jack featuring Young Thug.
It's actually a take on Hit the Road Jack. It's just Papa Jack, Papa Jack.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, I'm going to give you one about cooking because I cook all right. I made dinner yesterday. Reheated some tacos.
Well, that's...
And I actually made a pizza, which is a huge feat because I could tell you I can count on everyone's fingers on this in the studio right now. That's 20 or 18 and four thumbs if you want to be really precise. The amount of times that I put in a frozen pizza and left the cardboard on the bottom. I used to do that all the time. I almost did it a few weeks ago.
That doesn't work.
No. So this has to do with pots. I've been, now that I have a two-year-old or two-and-a-half-year-old, I make a lot of mac and cheese.
Uh-huh.
And when we run out of the microwave kind, I panic a little bit because I've got to use the pot and figure out how to do that. But I've now I'm pretty sufficient at it. There's a hole at the end of the pots, right?
Yeah.
You know, the handles, you know, on the end of the handles.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You can use that as a place to rest your wooden spoon. You know, some people have to, they either lay it on the counter and they just wipe the counter after, or they put down paper towel, or they have, like, Meg has one of those fancy silver, you know, like, it looks like a big spoon that you can lay whatever you're using to cook.
Yeah.
But then you got to clean that. Well, you just kind of take a wooden spoon and you can put it right through that handle and it basically holds it for you.
I see.
All right.
Way to go.
There you go.
You know, we must be hungry because mine is related to food as well. And you know what? I just did this, and I do this all the time, but I'm not sure that everybody knows about it, but I find it really just a great way to keep, you know, buying, like, the big bunches of romaine lettuce to make, like, you know, lettuce wraps, sandwiches that, like, let's say have turkey in them, but they're lettuce wraps instead of having the bread that are carbs. Yeah. Well, to keep that lettuce fresh, because, you know, the struggle is real, right? You buy it, and it feels like 3 days later it's browning.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is, well, you wash it, put it in your salad spinner. Okay, right. Thank you, Steve Buddha, for introducing me to salad spinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then you just want to put layers of it in like a Tupperware container with paper towels under every half inch or so. And man, I mean, honestly, it's amazing how much longer it lasts. And honestly, after it's clean and just ready to use right out of a container, you're more likely to actually use it.
That's what Mom used to do.
Yeah, did she?
Yeah, she was.
So you knew of that life hack. Maybe everybody knows it. Maybe that's not a good one, but I don't know. I share because
she was just ahead of her time.
Yeah, there you go.
Before I get to my life hack, I just remind, because you just brought up, you know, memory here. You know, I've always had this, we always joke around about my appetite and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you call it?
Man, okay, whatever you want to call it, you know. But it goes back to my childhood. That's how I ate like that back in the day. And my mother knew it, obviously. And one time, this is a true story. In the middle, she was making dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I was munching on a cookie or something. And she goes, Jack, don't eat. You're going to ruin. Forget it.
Yeah. Jack, you're gonna never mind. Realized, it's gone.
No,
she realized what she was saying. You're not gonna ruin anything. This meal will be gone. And
you know, even when we have, like, we celebrate a new employee here or anything like that, or a birthday, we both have like a bagel, and I'm not getting lunch. Jack somehow forgets that he's made that pact.
Yeah, I know.
Where are you going? I'm gonna run through this drive-thru real quick.
All right, I got my life hack. Well, it definitely concerns Steve because he gets a lot of, and I do too. Not a lot, not as many as he does, but renting movies from Redbox.
Yeah, I do.
You do get a lot.
I go in spurts.
Well. Here's what you do. you put you go to Redbox, you put two movies in your cart there before you check it out.
Yeah.
Then remove one.
Okay.
And then go to check it out, and an offer will come up for a discount on a second movie.
No so kidding.
Try, yeah, so try that and see if that works, okay?
I've got but, a, I got a whole bank of codes.
Okay, well, you know, you do realize,
you know,
too.
That has happened to me before.
Yeah, it does happen. It does yeah.
But
a lot
I didn't
of the time.
Realize. I just thought yeah. it was random.
Well,
but
here's
you
the
go,
thing.
Jack. Well, save us
even
money.
Even after I read it, I went, you know, you realize we're trying to get a bargain on a movie that you're only paying a dollar
yeah,
for
how
anyway.
About that?
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 756, and time for Go Figure. Here's Steve.
Well, I would like to say this is close to home, but it isn't. This happened in Evansville, Indiana, which is like the last point of Indiana before you cross over state lines. Way down yonder.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this happened last Thursday. Okay. A 19-year-old, Derek Ferrara, took a taxi to a bank.
Okay.
All right. Everything's going good.
Sounds normal.
All right. A Fifth Third Bank branch in Evansville. Told the driver to wait for him in the parking lot. And he figured, well, he's got to do a transaction. Maybe I'm going to drop him here. What if people take taxis to various places all the time?
Sure.
He then walked inside the bank, handed the teller a note, and demanded cash.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There we go.
Walked out with a wad of greenbacks, then got back into the same taxi and had him drive him home. The driver had no idea what... He's just doing his job. Dropped
so
me
he
off
didn't
here.
Even know what was going on.
Walked in there, grabbed the money, robbed the bank, walked out, took the taxi back. He just thought it was a normal transaction.
Right.
Then after surveillance video, police identified him and arrested him at his house.
Uh-huh.
Not only for the robbery, but also for possession of some paraphernalia they found in his home.
Yeah.
They also report that all the money taken during the robbery was recovered, except for the $20 for the cab fare that he gave him, mm-hmm. which would be $14 for the fare and $6 for the tip to the driver, who had no idea.
Yeah.
Here's a 20. Man, that's a lot of cash.
And here's a bag of 20s for your effort.
The story you just heard is true.
Maybe.
Time now for What's Wrong with Name That Tune. Jack, Steve, and Tracy will take a well-known song and change the lyrics. All you have to do is let us know what the correct lyrics are. Now, let's play What's Wrong with Name That Tune.
Okay, now, we're going to be very specific about this, about these rules, because this is a heck of a prize. When I go up to the part that's broken, you have to sing it. If you just like say the words, you're not going to win. That's we got it because this is the Black Pearl Now and Later game from the Hoosier Lottery that lets you play for chances to win up to $20,000 now, and up to $500,000 in a nightly drawing later. Okay, so this is a big prize. It's about $150 Black Pearl prize package. Okay, so you got to sing it. All right. I hate to lay down the laws like that. I mean,
hey, Sheriff Reichert's in town.
That's really
and nobody's
not his
getting
nature.
Off easy.
No, it's exactly. not my nature. No,
he came in. He said, "You know what? This prize is big, and I am gonna make sure they sing it." He actually got angry. It was the first thing this morning.
Okay, so
are you ready for this?
We're ready to go. Here we go.
Ready?
Yeah.
Subway.
good one.
Yeah. You take me to place I love, you know that. That's what I'm saying. 236-1015. Good luck. Now you don't, right? Sunny 101.5, and let's see here. Who do we have here? Who?
Hello?
Yes, what is your name?
My name is Ricky.
Okay. Now.
Yeah, I listen to you guys every day at work.
Oh, well, thank you. Well,
we
I hope you
that.
Can. Can you sing the...
I think you should have a factory worker of the day.
Okay. So I'm going to sing up to the broken part, and you're going to fix it, right?
I'm going to try to fix it.
Okay. All right. All right. You try to fix it. Here we go. One, two.
Are you
going to
put the top, or do you take your...
Just for a minute. Yeah. I don't... Right. One, two, three, four. I don't even want to feel like I did that day. Take me to the place I love. Take me all the way. I don't ever want to feel like I did that day. Take me to the place I love. Okay, go ahead.
Take me all the way.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, you did it. It's awesome. Congratulations. You got a $150 Black Pearl prize package from the Hoosier Lottery. Remember this. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play, okay?
Yay, thank you.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Jack could make a song out of going to
Subway. You know, and this is funny because when we pick out the song, originally I said, how about Under the Bridge? I mean, I'm a Chili Peppers fan. He goes, oh, I thought you meant this other Under the Bridge. And he said, I can't sing. He looked at me like, you are nuts.
I thought you were talking about Adele's Under the Bridge.
Right, no. I was talking about the Chili. So we did this, right? Okay. And he's sitting there and we're trying to figure out the lyrics. And he goes, I need a food place for a way. Like it went right to food. It didn't even cross his mind that, man, you can, you know, rhyme the word away with something other than Subway.
And we should really run the statistics of how many of his What's Wrong With Name
That 75%
deal with food
easy.
Or restaurants. I was going to say 90%. That's hysterical.
It could be that high.
There was a good 2 months where it literally was just food.
Anyway, that one just worked. I can't help it. So coming up next, it's Radio Paparazzi, 8:24.
Start your workday with the most music. It's the 9 a.m. All Music Hour, only on Sunny 101.5.
Join us tomorrow for the Friday Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show. You know what it is.
I do.
That it's represents chick flicks. And if you can identify tomorrow's chick flick, we have the Black Pearl Now and Later game from the Hoosier Lottery with chances to win up to $20,000 and a drawing maybe up to $500,000. Yes, we're talking real money. So see you tomorrow.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny1015.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.